Now we've to do the rounds to see how the Operation Transformation leaders are getting on. And our first stop is with Hazel. Hello, Hazel. Hello, Hazel. Hello, Hazel.
Hi, Ray. How are you doing? Are you well?
Good, good.
Hi, Ray.
Is that Hazel?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Hello?
I'm going to talk to one at a time. Hello,
it's
Hazel.
Hazel.
Great.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I can hear you loudly and clearly. So you're down there in Limerick, Hazel.
Hello, Ray.
Hello, Hazel.
Oh, that's okay. I sure didn't want to be accused of hanging up on you already, Ray.
Whereabouts in the country are you, Hazel? No, that's it. We don't have Hazel.
Oh, okay, I'm in Palace Skinnery, Ray.
Let's go to Paul. How are you doing, Paul?
How are you, Ray?
Ah, there you are, Paul, coming in loudly and clearly. Whereabouts in the country are you, Paul?
I am in, today it's the Wild West, all right. I'm in Galway.
Right, and what's...
And it is wild.
Right, windy and wet, is it?
Windy. There's no wet. I put out the child of Prague this morning. Right. His head fell off, but we have him out under the gate.
Great. Who's with you? Is Bubbles with you?
Bubbles is out in the road getting ready to go, and Eddie is here beside me at the minute.
Great. Now, you're walking the 5K.
I'm walking the 5K, yeah, with Eddie.
Right. So Eddie's there. What about no better man to give you inspiration? He'll be there egging you on. Yeah.
I don't know what he's going to do. He's going to try and get into my head or something, but sure, we might reverse the psychology and I'll have a go at him.
Right, okay. So when are you setting off? Is it 20 past three, is it?
We are setting off at 20 past three, I think, yeah.
Okay, will you do us a favour, Paul? Will you send us a voice note that we can play out to the people before the end of the show and let us know how you got on? Great.
I will, for sure.
Okay, brilliant. See you. Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye. And Sharon and Hazel are setting off at 20 past four as well, and we'll see if we can get in touch with them. And Andrew is the other leader, and Andrew's running it today with Carl Henry, I believe. I think it's Carl Henry, yeah. And he's hoping to be the fastest Operation Transformation leader ever in the 5K. And you know it's happening virtually now, and it's happening all over the world, yesterday, today and tomorrow. 25,000 people wearing red and running and walking 5K. It's an amazing event. It's the biggest ever Operation Transformation event, and we wish good luck to everybody taking part. And we'll catch up with Sharon and Hazel and Andrew before the end of the programme. They're literally running all over the place. 25,000 people all over the world are taking part in this year's Operation Transformation Virtual 5K. And Andrew Burke-Hannon has just finished his. How are you doing, Andrew?
I'm good, Ray. How are you?
Good. A lot of talk about you and your running this year. Carl was worried that you might beat him. He'd set you a target of less than 30 minutes. You've really taken to this running. Before you tell us what your time was, how does it feel?
It feels unbelievable. I didn't think that I would get into running the way I have, but I can't explain how you're feeling when you're running, but I just like you feel joy, you feel overwhelmed, and you're achieving something that is not something that isn't my norm. So, you know, I'm so happy and proud of what I've achieved, and it is thanks to, you know, like people like Carl and all my friends and family support me. So I'm over the moon at the newfound love for running.
Okay. What time did you start your 5K today at?
I started my 5K just at 3:15.
3:15. See, I'm doing the Catherine. So, what time did you finish at?
I don't know what time I finished that exactly, but I know I did it in 23 minutes and 24 seconds.
Whoa! Well, that's amazing. That is, yeah. That's less than 24
when we
minutes.
Got back to the, when we got back to the house and when Carol viewed the time, I was like, what? I can't believe this. So I was worried about his circuit 30 minutes, and then he threw the spanner of saying, no, you're going to go sub 25, but to get back in under the 24.
Did you beat him?
Did I beat Carl? I think Carl did the perfect gentleman and just pulled back a little bit to let me get over that cross line for us.
That's what he's telling you. Listen, you were spotted last night on First Dates. Yourself and Jay.
Indeed, yeah. Yes. That filming took part last September, October, before I had applied for Operation Transformation.
Right.
But I think we were offered a free meal during lockdown, and of course he wouldn't jump at it.
And an opportunity to get out of the house as well.
Opportunity to get out of the house, of course.
Well listen, we're looking forward to seeing you next Wednesday for the big reveal and the dancing and walking up and down the red carpet. And well done
I'll be running now.
You'll be running, yeah. Sub-24 minute 5K. That's brilliant. Andrew Burke-Hannon, well done. See you, Andrew.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Paul and the Uptrans, let's go, Paul.
It's Paul here.
Yeah.
I'm just finished the 5K and I did it in 37 minutes flat.
Brilliant.
So I'm delighted. I'm really over the moon. And I want to thank everybody, all the support, and especially all the people along the way and from my village and parish and community
and Bubbles.
Everyone around Ireland was cheering me on. Really delighted with all the support. Thank you very much. And Eddie's after telling me I walked to the fastest NAOT leader ever walked before. So I'm delighted with that. So
well done, Paul. And well done to all the leaders, and well done to everybody who's taking part in that. We're back on Monday at 3 o'clock. Cormac and Sarah are on the way. Whatever you're doing over the weekend, do it safely.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.